Good morning. Hello, and welcome to Center of Light Miracles Morning Miracle Meditation. I'm Lynn Herod-DeVerges, and I'm going to be your guide for the next few minutes into a journey that will assist you in being able to connect with your inner self and to be able to help start your week and definitely your day in order to move forward with those things that you choose to accomplish, goals and other things that you're trying to reach. Now, every week there's a different theme or focus for this meditation, and it'll help you flow forward by clearing consciousness and removing the unconscious blocks. After that, we move into a space where you can actually start accomplishing your goals and move forward by adding and bringing in those things which help to reinforce being able to do that. So for this week's focus, the topic is moving into alignment with self-care. And over the next few weeks, actually, I'm going to be doing a series where we will be connecting with each one of the seven primary chakras, beginning with moving into alignment with self-care, which is actually a focus on the first chakra. But again, every week there's something a little bit different, and the specific focus will change. So without any further ado, I'd like for you to make sure that you're relaxed, your back is straight, your feet are on the floor, hands are in your lap, and your eyes are closed. And take a couple of deep, connected breaths from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale, releasing your breath easily, effortlessly. And inhale again from the tips of your toes all the way up through your spine to the top of your head. And exhale, nice and slowly, easily. And imagine you're sitting on top of a tree trunk with the roots going all the way down into the center of the earth. Nice and strong, very sturdy. And you are one with this tree trunk, and the tree trunk is one as it is embedded into the core center of the earth with the planet. Now envision that you are surrounded by a large bubble. This is your aura bubble. Your aura is an electromagnetic energy field that surrounds your entire body. It is also part of your life force. And see this bubble about 18 inches from your body, over your head, under your feet, all around you, no more than 18 inches from your body. And imagine this bubble has a nice gold stiff edge to it, the stiffness of maybe an eggshell and beautiful golden hue. If you're not able to see very clearly, just intend and know that indeed this is what's happening. Now, outside of your aura bubble, imagine a giant violet flaming wall about 3 feet in front of you. And this wall is burning from the ground up. So it's outside of your aura, and it's burning 3 feet in front of you from the ground up, a large violet flaming wall. And continue to breathe. Make sure you're taking those nice, easy, deep breaths. The breath represents life force, the true manna of life, breathing in all that is for you in life and creation, exhaling out the toxins and other energies that you're ready to let go of at this time. And as you take these nice, easy, connected breaths, I want you to focus on your first chakra, which is located at the base of your spine, right where your tailbone is. And I want you to inhale and exhale out through that chakra. And as you exhale through the chakra, you're going to release whatever energy might keep you stuck in the way of survival. And as you release that energy, the violet flame will gently receive it. It will take it, even meet you halfway, as it brings that unwanted energy into itself. Nice, slow, deep, and easy breaths at the first chakra, releasing the energy that would keep you in a place of survival, where you're not sure about your finances, your health, how you're going to keep a roof over your head, how you're going to clothe or feed yourself. Any worries and concerns in that area, anyone who says you can't do it, whatever the energy is, simply release it at this time. And put your attention now on your second chakra, located 2 inches below the belly button. And as you continue to breathe, and that's all you need to do is focus on your breath. As you breathe, release any energy that is in the second chakra in the way of sexuality or any emotional feelings that are not for your best and highest good. Emotional feelings such as anger, grief, jealousy, loneliness, depression, frustration, overwhelm, fear. These kinds of emotional feelings, let them go as you exhale. And let go of any sexual energy, whether it's with a lifelong partner or someone you just met. Your purest, true form of energy as spirit is just for you within your body, your physical body, within your aura, within your emotional and mental body. That energy is for you, and having anyone else's energy there disrupts your flow. But as well, they need their energy 100% for themselves, too. So it's okay to let go of that energy, too. And as you continue to breathe, release energy from the third chakra, which is located behind your stomach, and any energy that would keep you in a place of feeling out of control, be it an addiction, a behavior pattern, another person, just let that energy go. If you feel that you need to have control of everyone and everything around you, where you're not allowing other forms of expression of energy, then let that go from this third chakra. Sometimes there is over-controlling. Very good. When we over-control, we edge God out. And put your attention at your fourth chakra, which is behind your heart. And release any energy as you breathe through this area that keeps you from loving yourself 100% unconditionally. Release any energy that would have you be in a place of non-forgiveness for someone or others who you may have felt have done you wrong. Let go of any feelings that are not in harmony with others. If you have negative feelings toward enemies or anything of that nature, this is the place to just let that go. If you're unable to forgive, as you exhale through the fourth chakra behind your heart, you can move out the lack of forgiveness so you can move into a space of unconditional love, which requires also forgiveness. And as you continue to breathe nice and easily, put your attention at your fifth chakra, which is at the base of your throat. This chakra is one that is about self-expression, the spirit, true expression. And so as you clear this area, release any energy that would prevent you from communicating clearly, any energy that may block your creative flow, whether you feel you've communicated too much or not enough, breathe through that chakra and let it go. Very good. Excellent. Allow yourself to move into a place where you can create effortlessly and freely. And if you believe that you're not able to or that you're not very creative, again, just intend, know that you're letting this go. And as you do with each of these chakras and all of the exercises, you may see energy in its various forms. You may hear it. You may feel it. However it represents itself to you, there's no right or wrong. Just allow it to be. And release energy from the sixth chakra, which is in the center of your head. Let go of whatever energy might be there, particularly if you are judging something or someone else. The sixth chakra is about seeing all energy as perfect the way it is. There is a purpose for each and every form of energy, and that you are not to judge that. You may choose whether you want to be around certain energies, such as certain individuals that you may not feel comfortable with, such as certain circumstances that do not support you, but it doesn't mean that they're right or wrong, good or bad. It's just what you choose not to be part of. Yet they are perfect in their form. So if you are judging anyone or anything, the sixth chakra is where you can release that judgment. And as you continue to breathe, release energy in the seventh chakra. That's located at the top of your head. And that chakra is all about knowing. So any doubt or uncertainty that you may have, let it go. Let go of analyzing or intellectualizing, rationalizing. Let all of that go. Release any energy that would keep you from being absolutely present in this moment, the thoughts, the belief systems, the chitter-chatter that runs through one's mind. Just let that go. And remember, as you exhale out through the chakras, the violet flame is ready to receive it. Very good. And as you continue to breathe, just release any additional energy that might be in your aura to make sure that it's all clear and goes into the violet flame. Taking those nice, deep, and easy breaths. Now know that your chakras are energy centers. They are energy centers that actually assist in regulating your physical body, emotional body, mental body, and spiritual body. They are all completely interconnected, none of which are linear in nature, but are all part of one full body or essence. There is a harmony and a balance to all of those bodies, and the chakras assist in maintaining that sense of balance with your own pure energy. So we're going to get started now on actually moving into alignment with self-care as you put your focus at your first chakra. Again, that's located at the base of your spine where your tailbone is. And this chakra regulates how you take care of yourself. So as you take nice, deep, and connected breaths, I'd like for you to clear all forms of energy that prevent you from taking care of your basic needs the way that you would like to. So as you breathe through the chakra, let go of any energy that might prevent you from taking care of your basic needs the way you would like to. Maybe it's something with the job, stagnation in your career. Maybe it's a partner or some other person. Maybe it's a belief system. Maybe it's just an overall feeling that you have. Whatever it is, just let it go. Don't analyze it. Don't worry about it if you don't see what it is, or don't feel it, or don't hear it. You're not having any sensations. If it seems to be a blank or dark screen, if you will, know that you are releasing at this moment what you as a divine spiritual being is ready to let go of. And now I'd like for you to imagine the place where you live in the violet flame. Imagine your home or where you live in the violet flame. Just envision or intend an image of it in that flame. And I want you to see the outside of this place. Just take a look at the outside. Walk all around it. See it in as much detail as you can. And when you come back to the front, I'd like for you to walk into the building. As you see your home, ask yourself, is this where I am most happy? Is this where I am most happy? And is this a place where I feel safe and at peace as my sanctuary? Whatever the answer is, whether it's yes or no, I want you to release any energy that attempts to disturb your perception of this particular place in any way. Let go of, in the first chakra, any judgmental people that may get in the way, any anger or fear, any stress or pain. Release unpleasant memories, loneliness, hardship, whatever those kinds of judgments and energies are about this place. Now is the time, and the first chakra is the place to let go of it. As you breathe through the first chakra and release the pain, release the sensations, release all energy right now that's not in alignment with this dwelling or any of the contents within it. Release all that is not considered to be a part of your loving sanctuary. Clear away the thoughts of poverty, of lack, scarcity. Just let go of all of that in every way. See it leaving, feel it moving from you. The violet flame knows how to purify and take this energy, so all you need do is breathe through that chakra and let it go. Let go of any feelings of unworthiness, not being good enough, any guilt, remorse, or self-hatred. All of these things that may be associated with this place. Release the people and past experiences that keep you stuck in believing you can't have exactly what you want, or that you can't even have more abundance. A better job, excellent health, a loving relationship, and a better quality of life. So let go of everything and anything as you are in this place that would keep you from experiencing a home, a sanctuary, and a continued forward movement in how you care for yourself. Now, if this is the place that you feel calm and peaceful, then see yourself in it and feel the calm and the peace. If not, imagine a new place where you experience the feeling of peace and the full awareness of that peace, and this home as being your sanctuary. So you may continue to envision this place if it's a calming, peaceful place for you. But if it's not, if it's not exactly what you like, then begin to see the home, the place, where you can be fully at peace, where you can have that sense of, I'm home, I'm relaxed, There's love here. There's everything that I enjoy. There are all the things here that I like to experience. You may see closets full of beautiful clothing, the house decorated with fine furnishings and lovely painted walls, lighting and knick-knack accessories. Anything that might represent this sense of opulence and abundance, however you may like it. And that's the home you're in already, or perhaps a home that you are now literally creating for yourself. These are simply things, but they're all an indication that you have the career or job or a form of income that allows you to afford exactly what it is that you like, exactly what you desire to have. Now see yourself in this home as being in the best, phenomenal shape that you've ever been in, where there's plenty of healthy food in the refrigerator, maybe even a gym or exercise or yoga area that helps you stay fit. You're in excellent health and always happy. Even when you may feel down, your down is still at a high level of happy. Imagine yourself in the bathtub with maybe rose petals, lavender, and rosemary as you're able to relax and decompress in the most luxurious way. See yourself reading your favorite book or watching a good movie. In this home, in this place, you can even observe how you're silently meditating and you're completely at ease. Notice how you're journaling or doing self-help exercises to ensure you remain aware of your highest true self. Now put all of your focus on how you feel as your life is totally well-balanced. You are in this moment completely well-balanced, financially, spiritually, educationally, physically, playfully, creatively, and in all areas of your life. Feel it, see it, know it, sense it. You feel absolutely fantastic, better than you felt in years being here in this place, knowing that you have what you desire, the life that you'd like to have, and the sanctuary that you can enjoy and be in that is filled with the awareness of abundance on all levels. You're very joyful, you're content, and you're satisfied, not complacent, but deeply satisfied. And you're fully living because you are the master of your own self-care. You do not allow one part of your life to overpower or compensate for another. You are fully balanced. Now I'd like you to see this home, this wonderful place, and everything in it filled with a beautiful, luminescent, pearlescent golden light. So you may pick a spot that represents the middle of the house and see a beautiful, luminescent, pearlescent golden light shining from that place. And it's so vibrant. The rays of this light shine and move through every wall, every floor, every ceiling, all the way through the house, infusing it and all the contents that are in it. That includes you with this brilliant, pearlescent, golden, luminescent light. Now, this light brings abundant blessings that continue to pour into this space. It is a non-ceasing light. It will continue to shine and glow, and it's helping you to maintain an excellent life balance. This home, the contents in it, the way you are able to experience and feel, the sensations that you experience as you are here, all of this is how you are able to move into alignment with your self-care. And this light will continue to shine. Now imagine your first chakra. See it as a gorgeous ruby red color vibration. At the base of your spine, see your first chakra as a beautiful ruby red color vibration. This is the vibrational color for that chakra to be at its optimal, balanced best. And now see a beautiful, great big golden sun surrounding you. Huge, bright, beautiful golden sun surrounding you. And absorb as much of this sun as you possibly can. And when you have absorbed that sun completely, I want you to imagine a second gold sun. This luminescent, pearlescent, golden sun. These suns are so bright and high in vibration. They are your purest, highest energy. No one else's. And as you absorb and suck up, draw in this energy, you also are able to experience the full essence of your self-care. And I want to thank you for joining me this morning on the Miracle Meditation. And just so, again, you're reminded, at centeroflightmiracles.org, the live events tab at the top, and then the current live events tab, if you click on that from the drop-down menu, you will have an opportunity to see many of the other services that Center of Light offers, Center of Light Miracles offers. As well, you can, on that particular website, go to the services page to find out additional services that I provide. And you can find out more about me on that site if you want to explore the About page. There's a very interesting video there. That's centeroflightmiracles.org. So until next time, be at peace, stay in joy, and always love.